Salam. Welcome to Iran. Now it's time to take a deep breath and relax. Picture yourself on a tropical island, the clear blue sky above your head, touching the deep blue sea in the distance, with the sound of gentle waves stroking the dazzling gold sand, and Bianca Rahimi's narration in the background from Qeshm Island and the Persian Gulf. Enjoy.
Qeshm Island has many beauties, but to find them you often have to trek through desert terrain. And at this time of year it's quite hot. I've been promised a sight I won't forget though, so let's go see. Chahkul is one of the seven wonders of Qeshm. It's two great crisscrossing gashes in massive rocks. At first, the walls of the canyon are far apart, but at their narrowest point, they're only half a meter apart.
The way wind, torrential rains, and time have eroded these rocks into these parallel lines and depressions is truly magnificent.
Among the locals, this is known as the Holy Chahkul Canyon, because in Qeshm, water is sacred.
And where there's water, there's life.
We're off to find another of the seven wonders of Qeshm, but I see three grey shapes bobbing up on the water. Dolphins? For some strange reason, we feel compelled to whistle like dolphins, but they take no notice of us. One creature that has just as much charm as dolphins is the crab.
Look at these lovely eyes. I don't know what these little orange things are sticking out of them, but they're gorgeous! He's got one big little claw and one big...
The poor thing's obviously trying not to draw attention to himself until he's far enough away.
Thank you.
This is the longest salt cave in the world. 6,850 meters have already been discovered, and maybe there's more.
The further in we go, the more beautiful the salt sculptures become. Without the necessary equipment, we can only go 100 meters into the cave. I must say, I have great respect for those who brave the dark and squeeze through tiny passageways to see the rest of the cave. Our companions tell us that women in Rejm often come and sit with their feet in the water to treat rheumatism, and in the old days people used to bring the elderly to the salt caves to breathe the air. Apparently, the air in salt caves is good for respiratory problems like asthma. Bianca Rahimi for Iran.